Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, no limitations for the Celtics tonight. They go on a big run in the second half and bury the Heat 93-80, take a 3-2 lead in the series. Is it over? Do the Celtics take game 6? Joining us now on the hotline for everything involved in this game and all the other drama today in the NBA, Fox Sports 1 NBA Insider. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. Last week, Rick Bucher joined us alongside son Matt Bucher, who was his Uber driver. Rick, sign in. Where are you tonight, my friend?
I am back at the domicile. I have no idea where Matt Bucher is. Parts unknown. Graduates from high school on Friday, and I would say I've seen him probably about 6 total hours in the last week and a half, and at least three of those were at his lacrosse banquet. So he is very much a high school senior enjoying his high school seniordom, which means, Dad, I just don't have time for you right now. I have time for the two knuckleheads if need be, but I don't have time for you.
All right. So while I like the parts unknown reference, very 1980s WWF, very nice. Tonight, the Celtics go on this big run in the second half, right? Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown wake up. I know this has been a really difficult series to prognosticate because when you think the Celtics have the momentum, the Heat get it. You think the Heat have it, the Celtics have it. Guys are in and out of the series. I don't see there being any way the Heat extend this past game six. Can you see this going to seven games back to Miami?
No, I don't. And honestly, this has all been Boston really determining how it goes from game to game. When Boston plays the way that it's capable of, but not even the way it's capable of, but simply takes care of the ball and meets Miami's energy, Miami just doesn't have the requisite offensive talent to compete with them. And especially with Tyler Hero being out the last couple of games, I don't know that Kyle Lowry is 100%. And it's just I thought it from the beginning. It's why I had Boston winning this series from the beginning, because they're more versatile and they can play defense to the same level, if not better, than Miami can. So are they capable of downshifting again? I really don't think so. Not in Boston. Not knowing that they can close it out and they can head to the finals. And it's not even that I don't know that Boston isn't going to come out jittery and show that this is a closeout game and this is the first time they're facing a closeout game to get to the finals. But I just don't think Miami at this point, whether it's physically or mentally, has enough to turn the tide one more time.
Yeah, I think it's just a curiosity. I mean, from the guard position, Miami got absolutely nothing. And yet you had a game in the first half where you got some great work off the bench and scoring-wise, just to hold things down. You had Horford come up huge once again when they needed him, just to let Tatum and Brown finally find their way. That's living dangerously. It gets you through here, but looking ahead, that's not a formula you want to operate with.
No, it's not. And you know, a lot of what they got in the first half was second chance points. I think they outscored them 16-2 on second chance points. The second chance points came from the perimeter, but they were created by offensive rebounds and then kickouts. And simply because Boston didn't do a great job of cleaning up the misses. They just seemed to be like a half step slow when it came to getting those. And no, and you're right. Like, I look at Boston and what they're capable of. Again, I look at what their ceiling is. And if they played to their ceiling, then I have them beating the Warriors. But they've been so erratic and have struggled at times to get anywhere close to that ceiling. I may have to revisit that before we get there, because I don't think the Warriors are the Warriors of old. I think they've shown their vulnerability, but I just don't know whether, if it ends up being Boston that's facing them, and that's what I expect, that Boston is good enough to stop the Warriors from getting another championship. It doesn't mean that the Warriors are the same level of champions that they were in their previous iterations, but nonetheless, they would be once again the best team in the NBA.
So when you say you may have to revisit that, does that mean you have to get some time and sit down with Matt Buecher and then get back? Is that the revisiting time?
Yeah, if I can find him.
Okay.
So have you guys ever heard of this Life 360 app?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, where you can basically track your kids. And what always cracked me up is we did it with my daughter, and there was like the avatar was her smiling, and I'm watching her smiling face going 80 miles down the highway on Drive 360. I'm like, you should not be smiling right now. You're going way too fast. I'm talking to the app. I'm talking to my phone. Matt
you
Buecher,
become that
Matt
guy.
Buecher, Matt Buecher never even signed up for it. Oh, my goodness. Look who just walked in. He must have known that I was on with you guys.
Matt, there you go. Matt, see, we bring families together.
Your presence is being requested.
Because I gotta ask him now. Oh,
yeah,
no, he has no time
you don't
now.
Have time for, Matt, you want to say hello to the fellas? Because they want to say hello to you. They'd rather talk to you. Ooh, got the graduation gown. Hold on.
Nice.
Hold on a second.
Serious stuff going on here.
Hopefully Matt gets over.
What's up, guys?
Matt, hey.
What's going on, Matt? Congratulations.
Hey. Yes,
good
that's
to
awesome,
thank
man.
Thank you so much.
We bring family together. I like that.
Hey, you got to make a little bit of time for your dad. You're going off to college soon.
That's
like
right.
he actually needs some NBA insight from you to come back and tell us who would win a hypothetical final between the Celtics and the Warriors.
That's a tough one. I mean, I like the Celtics. I like the Celtics. I think Marcus Smart's really good on both ends of the floor. Defensively, he just makes them go. I think I'm taking Celtics. I'm taking Celtics.
That's a stronger take than your dad had for us.
Wow.
Okay.
Happy graduation, okay. Man.
Yeah. Wow. I took him off his speakerphone. You guys don't even have access to him anymore. You're going to make those comparisons.
I mean, come on. You said I got to revisit stuff to think. He just said, yeah, no, Boston takes him. Marcus Smart, too, good at both ends of the floor. I mean, that's a strong
exactly
take,
right.
Man.
Yeah. You know what? He was. He was decisive on it, and I should have been. So yeah, we'll give it to Matt.
No, I'm all for the
again
the idea of hey, you know what? It's nuanced, and you were looking for more subtext and layers. Matt just laid it out because that's high school, right? It's
you
like
know what?
You're told to just be decisive with the one answer without thinking about it. Too many standardized tests.
You know what? That is a good point. In high school, you just have to give the answer. If you've been to college already, you know that you can't just give the answer. You also have to show your work.
That's right.
All right, so now let me ask you a tough question. A step up or step down from Matt Buecher if he became the Lakers head coach?
Oh, there's no question. Step down at this point. Step down. Because you know that you're not actually who they want. They want Doc Rivers. They want Nick Nurse. They want all these people that they would be settling for you. And as you know, with the life that Matt Buecher is living right now, that he's not settling for anything. He's got first choice. So the Lakers job would not make a whole lot of sense for him. We add another wrinkle to the equation. And I hadn't really thought about this, and I'm not sure you guys have either, but I'll throw it out there. Because now we've got the reports that Russell Westbrook has formally requested a trade by the Lakers. And I don't know if you saw that. It's out there. I haven't vetted it, so I don't know the level of accuracy.
Okay.
But this actually throws another wrinkle into what doesn't make this job particularly attractive. Because if Russell Westbrook is not – Russell Westbrook is the immediate scapegoat for any coach coming in.
Yes.
So it would be – however it goes – well, but he's got to coach Russell Westbrook. If you don't have Russell Westbrook, now it's, now you're supposed to do better than Frank Vogel did with this team last year because you no longer have the supposed problem that is Russell Westbrook. So it's one more additional thing, and I hadn't really looked at it this way until just now. Moving Russell Westbrook might be good, potentially – might be good for the Lakers, but it's not necessarily good for the next Lakers head coach because I don't know that getting rid of Russell Westbrook really changes the equation in a significant way.
Well, let me back up because you mentioned that the Lakers want Doc Rivers, and I just have to ask the very simple question, why?
Because of any coach that is out there that is potentially available,
And it's also why that why Nick Nurse has been mentioned, or why he was asked, you know, would he have interest in it? Because you have two coaches who have championship rings and have coached superstar players. Nick Nurse found a way to manage Kawhi Leonard and win a championship. Doc Rivers found a way to manage Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen, and Rajon Rondo to win a championship. So they're looking for the equation. Who is it that can take veteran superstars and appeal to them to play the way you need to play to win a championship? And who has that on his resume so that if he's looking at a Russell Westbrook or a, you know, everybody outside of well, even with LeBron and AD, to say that he's at least on equal ground. Yeah, you guys have won a championship. You won a championship in the bubble. I won a championship outside the bubble. That's what we're trying to do right now. I think I know how we get this done, and I've done it with guys like you, guys who are you know, closer to the end of their career than the beginning, and we found a way to win a championship. This is how we need to do it. That's what the next coach of the Lakers needs to get any sort of buy-in. And that's where, you know, Terry Stotts, Kenny Atkinson. It's why a lot of people think that Darvin Ham probably has the best chance of the three, because he can at least say, I was the assistant coach on a championship team. But that's ultimately, that's what you need, because whatever plan you come up with, the biggest challenge is to get everybody to believe in it. And unless it's a plan that has proved to win a championship, then it's not the plan that the Lakers are looking for, because their eye is still on, we want to try to win one more championship with LeBron James.
Now, let me throw this out there, Rick, lastly for you, is that if this Russell Westbrook formally requesting a trade, this report that I know you and Matt Buecher are going to be on right after you hang up the phone, you'll be working it together.
Yes.
Like all the president's
yep.
men.
Pretty much.
Okay, so we have, if Westbrook wants a trade and the Nets aren't going to extend Kyrie Irving and KD is upset, don't we just put LeBron and AD and Westbrook and Durant and Kyrie and Simmons' name? Just, we have a televised special, we put all the names in a hat, and we pull out the six in, or and whatever, the first three names we pull out play for the Lakers, and the next three names we pull out go play for the Nets, and at least everybody's problems can kind of swap.
Yeah, except I feel like we kind of did that already, didn't we? I mean, and it didn't work out so well. We're winding up with all these other teams. I mean, it would, I'm sure the league would love to have, you know, a New York LA series and have all those big names, but it goes to show, and I think we're coming around to it, which is, like, this whole super team, I'm going to hand over the keys to my franchise to get these superstar players. Now, from a business standpoint, I get it, which is why it'll probably continue, because it does sell corporate sponsorships. It does sell season tickets. It does get ratings. But if it's really that your interest is in winning a championship, then simply the price to get some of these stars, to say, we're going to do everything you want us to do, we're going to make all these concessions, I just don't think it's healthy for a team, and I don't think it's the path to winning a championship. What are the concessions that the Warriors have had to make for Steph Curry? What are the concessions that the Milwaukee Bucks have to make for Giannis Antetokounmpo? What are the concessions that the Boston Celtics have to make for Jason Tatum, or the Miami Heat for Jimmy Butler? I mean, depending on what you believe, you know, maybe there was a concession in terms of the coaching change with Luka Doncic. But, you know, the exception, that's the exception rather than the rule. It's, are you with us? Do you trust us? Are you going to allow us to do our jobs as the builders of the roster and the coaches of this team? And I just don't believe that compromising that authority is – I don't know that it's ever proved to be to win a championship outside of LeBron James at the height of his powers. And that's the one exception. And I don't know that it applies now, and nor do I think it applies to, even as great as he is, a guy like Kevin Durant.
on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 analyst insider. Check out his latest On the Ball podcast about the Mavericks learning a lesson, a troubling trend for the Warriors, and a potential Russell Westbrook-Matt Bucher deal that could go down as early as tomorrow. You never know. Rick, thanks so much, as always, buddy.
He'll be the last one to let me know.
All right. Take it easy, buddy. We'll
good luck on the tracking app, man. I feel you there. All love, Rick.
See you, Rick.
Ridgemont High, yo.
All right. Two tickets for Jefferson and the
exasperated Rick Bucher on the hotline.
I'm watching the app. You shouldn't be smiling. And I'm talking to my phone as I'm doing this. I'm picturing him, like, in the park as a much older man, like, feeding the squirrels and telling them NBA stuff. And Russ wanted to be traded, but the Lakers couldn't do it because he opted into the final year of his contract. Where are you going, Mr. Squirrel? I'm talking to you about Russell Westbrook back in 2022. I'm just picturing that happening as he's throwing him and throwing him and throwing him.
Next level stuff going on there. But I feel him, you know, trying to find the and coordinate that time with your kids, man. It's important, right? If we learned anything talking to the last 24 hours, man, check in as often as you can and try to steal those moments.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do my
game.
That's my game.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match limitations. They do apply. Well, let me just say one thing before we get into the big Colin Kaepernick story today. The tickets are purchased. We are going to Top Gun tomorrow night after the show. T-shirt, hit my music.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is that? You have 1,000 songs you could have played.
I don't really know what song calls to me for you, though.
What song? I've been working with you we've been working with each other for like 5 years now.
Has it been that long?
It may be more than that. It could be less. I don't know. But I think it's about 5.
I got to get out of here.
You definitely do, man. We just got to wait for that anime podcast to take
Jeez,
off.
Jeez, you're telling me. Wow,
wait for
okay.
that podcast. You know, it'll take off eventually. You know, you get some subscribers and people will like that.
Well, I mean, it's okay. Yeah, definitely. But Jason Smith music, that's a tough one.
Yeah, well, you could have played, when I said you could have played Top Gun.
You could have never gonna give you up.
No, because I said, Rick Rollin.
I bought tickets for us to go see Top Gun.
Did,
we're going tomorrow.
I'm excited.
Hit my music.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's, you.
I mean, you could have played the Star Wars soundtrack.
You think
today.
He's a Star Wars guy?
45th anniversary.
Is he?
I'm in the room.
We can do Star Wars then. You're more of a Trekkie to me, Jay.
I liked Star Trek growing up, but then I went full Star Wars. My mom was very upset. Because my mom was always a big William Shatner fan, and she loved William Shatner.
You
loved
packed
Leonard
my
Nimoy.
Bags last night.
Yeah,
I could just
pre-flight.
See you. I could see you cosplaying as Captain Kirk. You'd pull it off.
Spock, why? Spock,
zero
Spock.
Hour.
Spock.
9 a.m.
Spock. Spock. I don't.
And I'm gonna be high.
Spock. Why? Why?
As a kite by then.
Okay, so again, we're going to see Top Gun tomorrow night.
Woohoo!
Hit my music.
All right, here we go again.
Oh, my God.
Question, can you hotbox one of those planes? Would that be like, could you do it?
I don't know. Maybe that's in the movie. Maybe
I
that's
hope so.
The big thing. Maybe that's what happens. Maverick is able to defeat the bandit because of a hotbox. That the bandit was called his attention away from the controls, and he was able to shoot the plane down.
You know why it's good I'm going? I've never seen the first one, so I'll give an unbiased opinion on it, so it'll be good.
Oh, dude, you're not going to be that person to ask me, wait, why is this person important?
No.
Who is it?
I never
was
asked.
He's well aware of who Goose was.
Thank you, Mike.
And his connection to the world. We've talked about that enough. He has not been able to avoid that.
All right. Instead of that, I want this. I want every 8 minutes. I'll set a timer on my watch. Every 8 minutes. I don't have a watch. I'll use my phone. Every 8 minutes, I want you to just say out loud, where's Goose? Every 8 minutes.
During the movie?
Yes.
Oh,
every
easy.
8 minutes.
Easy.
8 minutes in, every eight, no matter what's going on screen, where's Goose? Every
Done
eight
deal.
Minutes.
Done deal.
Every 8 minutes. Okay, good. All right, good.
But if I get kicked out, you got to walk out with me. That's the only thing.
No. This.
What do you mean? Really?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm buying you a ticket for the movie. I'm buying you the
ticket.
I'm spending the $11.25 to treat you to a movie. But now I got to leave. No, if you get kicked out, you get kicked out.
Can I just blame Monty because she'll be sleeping? That'll be cool.
Are these recliner chairs? Because the over-under is then 10 minutes into the start of the movie.
I put my eyes back and just close my
they
eyes.
They better not be
I'm
recliners.
I'm just resting my eyes.
Just going
they
to sleep.
Better not be recliners.
Oh, they're playing Danger Zone. I just put to put my head back. I'm just gonna close my eyes for a
I've
second.
Heard this song before. I'm just going to wait this one out. Wait, and then once the movie really starts.
How many more previews are there? Oh, I got a few minutes. Let me just close my
hey,
eyes.
Hey, no, here. That's okay. A half hour of nap time right there. Or bonding time. As
oh, yeah. No, you know they're loading that. There's got to be like 30 minutes of previews in time.
Well, I mean, how long is going to be the Mission Impossible trailer there?
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's going to be 30 minutes. It's going to be 30 minutes of previews of all the upcoming Tom Cruise movies. It's going to be Mission Impossible Part 1, then the other one, then whatever he's shooting when he goes up to outer space. It's going to be 30 minutes of what's upcoming for Tom Cruise.
Well, they might have recut a trailer for the old Mummy movie to try to sell you it again. Maybe you didn't see it when it was out the first.
The new director's cut Mummy. And then it's all Top Gun. It's like just splicing in Top Gun feature. Oh, this is great. Oh, he kills the mummy with a missile shot at the end. Oh, my goodness. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. So, I bought the tickets. We're going to see Top Gun. Hit my music.
Are we still cosplaying?
Yes. You have to go as Goose.
All right.
You have to go as Goose. So you got to grow a mustache by tomorrow.
I'm already there. We're good.
Okay, good. All right, good.
I got to go buy a bunch of beige clothes or something then.
Yeah. Because you and I, well, I'm gonna go as Jester. So that's what I figure. I'm gonna go dress because I could pull that off because I'm bald. I got the deep voice, Michael Ironsides. I could talk just like him. So that's good. So I don't know who you want to go as.
Are you gonna run a bunch of Michael Ironsides? Total Recall lines.
Do you want him on your side? I just don't know. Oh, bingo! Maverick's dead. You're out of there, kid. Go. The Defense Department regrets to inform you your sons are dead because they were stupid. Great balls of fire. See, that's what I'm just going to do the whole first movie while the second one's going on. I'm just going to do the whole first one. Just going to keep running lines. Who knows? They probably use the same dialogue. It's probably, it might be just a remake of the first movie with different actors. It could be that, too.
You know what? I wouldn't fault the strategy.
It's exciting, man. It's exciting.
A lot of money to spend to do it, but hey.
Yeah. Hey, but speaking of exciting, I'm sure we'll get into more on this in a few minutes when Monty comes in for her update. Hopefully she is clearing off her schedule for tomorrow night. Colin Kaepernick had a workout with the Raiders today. A headline that was shocking and that it kind of came out of nowhere. Even more shocking that, hey, Kaepernick's going to be working out for the Raiders. And then, hey, Kaepernick already worked out for the Raiders. Kind of weird. Makes you wonder, what's the reason behind this? Is this good publicity for the Raiders? Is this another Colin Kaepernick? I'm keeping my name in the news. Is it real? Is it Kaepernick wants to come back to the NFL? Is it the Raiders are really looking at? Is this Josh McDaniels doing a very Bill Belichick thing where it's, oh, you know what, if I can bring a guy in that's got talent, I saw Bill do it with Randy Moss and a bunch of other guys, and I'm going to do it for Colin Kaepernick. I got the okay from Mark Davis. There's so many things it can be, right? There's so many things it can be, and we've been down this road so many times. But I will say this without a doubt, if Kaepernick gets signed by the Raiders, if he gets signed by the Raiders, and that first press conference, you're going to see him holding up that Kaepernick 7 Raiders jersey, that becomes the most popular jersey on the planet, bar none. Messi, PSG, forget it. Brady, Bucks, forget it. LeBron, forget it. Every third person in the world is going to wear a Colin Kaepernick Raiders jersey. It's Raiders. It's the guy that nobody wanted in the NFL with a team that nobody likes in the NFL. We wear that badge because we're the Raiders. Everybody is going to buy that jersey. It would rocket to the top. It would, in a pie chart of jerseys, it would be Colin Kaepernick has sold 90% of all jerseys in the world the last few days. The other 10% is others. It would be 90% Kaepernick, 10% others. Everybody would buy his jersey. It would be the most popular thing. You would see it everywhere. The minute it was announced if the Raiders were going to sign him, people would custom order their own. I'm not going to wait. I can't wait. I want to custom order it and get it now. And the NFL is going to be sitting back like, oh, now I know what Disney was like after Frozen became big and there was no swag out there because people bought it all up. We didn't make enough. We got to make more Kaepernick jerseys. Everybody, Kaepernick. Everybody's wearing a Kaepernick jersey.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to it, right? Anybody claiming to know what Kaepernick is going to be on a football field based on a couple of shots out of a video and what he looks like physically is kidding themselves. It's been a minute, right? So you saw some tweets from folks in our business. All right, he's better than all of these guys and all like. All right, and that's like your opinion, man. You have no idea, and you're obviously standing on a whole other level here. Because we got a lot of friends that have been out of the game for a while that physically look like they could still wreck you. You say how many snaps you got left in you, and they laugh and say, the over-under is one. Okay? Right? I mean, how many guys do we know that are former NFL players that are removed 5-10 years from the game? Happy birthday, Sean Merriman, being one of them. Right? He's in great shape. You ask him how many snaps he can actually take on a football field, he's going to laugh at you and say it's a handful at best. And that's not a good, the best day that he can put together. Right? So claiming that there's some huge knowledge of the acumen of Kaepernick at this point is a fool's errand. But I'm curious, just as anybody would be, if this goes to a signing, et cetera, that to see how it plays out, right? To see what that second time around would be. Now, to your point about the dollars and cents of it all, sure. The Raiders are an interesting team to fit with. Not only, you know, in the past, right? They've put up stances on social media and about things in society at different points and inflection points that we've had here the last couple of years. And for Colin Kaepernick, obviously a huge following. To your point, a lot of jerseys would be sold. Jerseys, jerseys, T-shirt, anything with his name. Well, image or likeness and number.
The Kaepernick NIL is through the roof.
No, but in all seriousness, and we know that the Raiders, there's been a lot made about their finances and some fiduciary irresponsibility and questions in terms of how they do their bookkeeping, how they sort through things, etc., to where this would be a giant infusion of cash. In very short order. So while that may not be a giant piece of the pie, I don't think for a minute that it's not a consideration and maybe one with some substance here. So
it makes so much money. It's all just to sell jerseys. That's all it is.
It could be.
We could triple our profits. How? We signed Kaepernick. We're not going to pay him a lot. We'll make it all back in jersey sales. Oh, cool. Great. Let's do it.
And to your point about timeline, you get the knowledge of, hey, this is going to happen. Oh, it already happened. So there's no chicanery, no shuffling up, and any of the nonsense that we had the last time the NFL tried to put something together. It happened. Curious to see what kind of stuff leaks other than, you know, the electric arm strength that we've gotten from every other attempt that he's been out throwing in these past couple of months, because we've seen him on fields, at least in still pictures and little videos, working with Justin Fields and many others. So the curiosity is there just because, look, anybody that can come in and potentially be a shot in the arm to a squad, I'm all for it. I don't care what the history is. Right, as long as they're clear to play and they don't bring a lot of baggage in situations where we've got outstanding legal issues, have at it. Let's see what you got, and let's see if you can make another run, and if legitimately this is something that can come to fruition. I, like you, I'm skeptical of all of it, but again, it's a first step in what would take many before we get to opening day.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, It's got standard third row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day. That's my day.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Warriors have a Klay Thompson problem. Jason Smith show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now give me your ooh.
Yeah, that was ooh. That's a big thesis statement right there.
As we get set for what could be the clincher tomorrow night for the Warriors, they have a Klay Thompson problem. He has been wildly inconsistent. His play has taken a big downturn because he is hitting the wall because of his activity in the NBA, coming back after not playing for 2 years and playing too many minutes. He's also not the same dynamic guy that he used to be. Every round of the playoffs, he's averaging less points. He's averaging 15 points per game in this series right now. He is not the same guy, and he needs less responsibility. Golden State relies on him way too much. Way too much. They still have this, hey, Klay can lead you. And yet once in a while, you get the game six Klay. And I understand that, but that's once in a while. He's not that same player. And look, I said, there's a couple of reasons for that, right? It's the hitting the wall after, because he was playing 20 minutes a game right away when he came back. It was way too much. And he jumped up to 30 within the first month. Can't do it. I can't believe Steve Kerr actually did that. But he did. And now you're not getting great Klay Thompson. So whether it's for the rest of this series or the NBA Finals, if you're going to rely on Klay, guess what? A good defensive team like Boston, Klay Thompson isn't even going to be a factor. He's going to have trouble getting shots. He's going to miss. It's going to be so difficult. They need, if you are talking about doing something that's going to give them the jump and give them the ability to stay athletic and stay physical for the rest of the playoffs, and that's one more round in the NBA Finals, it's bringing Klay off the bench, letting Jordan Poole start, letting him play a little bit less minutes against the second unit of the Celtics or the Heat if they wind up coming back to win. He can be more productive. He can still play when you want the death lineup out there. He can still play in the clutch at the end of games, but they're relying on him too much. And the best thing forward for him is a little bit less Klay. You're already seeing them do it. They're already giving their younger players many more minutes as they get on, but it's time to get off that Klay hangover and say, okay, we don't want to be one series too late in making a move. And after they don't want to be the team after the NBA Finals going, man, Klay just really killed us in this series. We could have won, but he was awful for the first five games of the series. This is something that you got to be proactive on right now before it becomes becomes a real issue. I'm telling you, the Warriors got a Klay Thompson problem.
No, I certainly think that we've watched him offensively, and the minutes have been up in the mid-30s during this series. And shooting-wise, you know, he's had one good game, a couple of okay, and, one that was a disaster. Still win, so, you know, there's still W's, so you move on. And then this last game was, well, they didn't get off the bus. So it's the outlier. But it's the idea for Thompson is what he can bring you. The veteran savvy defensively has made plays at times. And I think you like that shot in the arm you get from Jordan Poole off the bench. Doesn't mean you won't see the, quote, death lineup a bunch, right, where you have all three guys on the court at the same time. With Boston, it's a difficult thing because they can also match your scoring. So, you know, you're going to have more weary minutes for Thompson, and you're going to have to try to figure out how those rotations work because it's got to be more than just Jordan Poole in that event. But it certainly is one concerning. I wouldn't be rash to make the move, but Steve Kerr, it's certainly got to be on the drawing board.
Because how long can you wait?
No, that's right.
How long can you wait? You know?
No, but that's just it. In game one, you know, it's what the halftime adjustments, in-game adjustments we always talk about here, right? It's the chess match. And if Thompson looks overmatched, then I suspect you see him subbed, ego or not, very quickly.
I mean, even if you wait the first two games, hey, Clay's bad. We're gonna make a desperation.
Oh, I'm not
move.
Even waiting that long.
You're down 2-0, right? I would do it now. I do it for the clinching game coming up tomorrow night. I would do it there. Get everybody used to it so you can get going. I mean, or definitely for game one of the NBA Finals where you're giving the Celtics or the Heat something else to look at, right? Oh, we didn't think we were seeing this. Oh, okay. But it's got to happen. They have a Klay Thompson problem. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, another big story out of the NBA. This is Fox.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.